You know, I wanted to sit back and talk to you guys about why I became a savage and how I became Red Knight. So, it's going to be a little longer than usual, but I think it's important. When I was younger, I was taught be nice to women just because. Treat them with respect just because. Love them, dear them, all that stuff. Open the door for them. Open the door for your mother, just because. I was even taught by my own father that men should love their wives more than they love them. So it's already a diminished return. It's not equal. I have to give 70%, she gives 30%. Here's another thing. My dad said, well, son, if she don't want to work, then that should be on you. You should work harder to make sure she doesn't need to work. And I took that and I accepted it with all women. This was my upbringing, okay? This was my real upbringing, and this was what I was taught from like 5 to 2021. So for about 16, 17 years, I was taught this, okay? And at first things were good, I'm just sitting here, out here, complimenting women, opening the door for women just because, making them feel good and being there for them. And I kind of realized in my teen years that I was getting nothing. I was getting not a doggone thing out of it. Being nice, giving things to women, or well, not doing that, but that came later. But I'm talking about giving compliments, opening the door for them. They wouldn't reciprocate back. They would give me a mean look. They would say, "Don't open the door for me. I got it." And I really did notice around 18 that these girls are not who I was raised to think they were at all, at all. And they were rude. They smelled bad sometimes. They lied. They were manipulative. They would trade their bodies for whatever they can get and move on to the next person. They ghosted you. They dangled the possibility of sex in front of you for money and never give you anything. And I started to see that by like 21. Okay. But me being a loyal soldier, me being blue-pilled at the time in the early to mid late 2000s, I thought that working harder and just trying to fix things would benefit me. That's what I thought. Until I started dealing with women at like 18, 19, 20. And I started realizing the first time that these women aren't really that great. They can't be trusted. Not all, just the ones I've encountered. And I've had a horrible experience with women my whole life. My mom's great. My mom's great. I'm talking about everyone else out here. There's Rosaya. There's some other girls that I've encountered that always had a sad story, that always cried on cue. And that always cried on cue. And that always had something to say. Oh, I need this, I need that. And it got to the point where I noticed a pattern. To where back in the day, all these girls only were around me when something bad happened, or they were only around me when something was needed of me, extracting resources. So I was like, you know, can't we, like, hang out or something? I would ask one girl, like, hey, can we hang out or something? She said no. And then she would hang out with all of her friends, leave, forget I was there until payday. Then all of a sudden, she called. Well, I dropped her. Then, just so happens that I met another girl who was just broken, just like the last one. And she was a single mother. This is my first time dealing with a single mother, okay? I've dealt with two of them. And she was cute. She was a cute girl. That's part of the problem. And she always needed my help. Well, I kind of peep game, and so I cut her off. Well, she gets mad when she tries to find me. So I switch my phone numbers, and she doesn't know where I live. Okay, this is a while ago. So then I met another girl. Now this one, this one tried to hide that she was a single mother. And me being in my 20s and stuff, I was suspectful. I was kind of like wondering. But I, once again, I was trying to do the right, the quote unquote right thing. Okay? I was trying to be loyal. I was trying to fix things. I was trying to be like my father, be like my parents. My parents have been together for almost 40 years now. And I tried to emulate that. And you know what? Honey and vinegar don't mix. It doesn't mix. And once again, she kept asking for all this stuff, and I was, you know, it missed me being a simp. I was helping out, and I was doing stuff. But it was diminished returns. It was a bad investment. It was like bad crypto, a crap coin. And I didn't like that. So then I cut her off. Well, then she, you know, gets mad. Well, you probably shouldn't have your kids. Now here I am. 36. No girlfriend. Never been on a date. You know, none of these girls went on a date with me. None of these girls kissed me. None of these girls wanted to take me out, have me have a good time. No. It was all broken promises. And that's the pattern. I was noticing it. It was all broken promises. It was all empty promises. It was all chasing the dragon. Oh, I'll sleep with you if you do this. And then 9 months later, no. That's not what happened. I cut everything off early back then. You know, that's when I was starting to break down what I once was. I was starting to destroy what I was being taught. I was starting to destroy it within myself. And then there was just this red pill rage episode I went through, and I was so upset because I wanted to be a good person. But girls weren't letting me be a good person. So I thought, back in the day. Back in, like, you know, 10, 12 years ago. And I was upset about it. I was mad. I was really mad. Because girls get all the benefits. And guys get all the crap. And I realized that the hard way. Out of all the things I did. Out of all the times I helped women and did all this stuff for women, what did it get me? Nothing but an empty bank account. This is a while ago. And when I started to stand up for myself, against women, when I started to say no to women, I got scared for the first time because I thought I was being a misogynist or some sort of evil person. And I just, I didn't feel that way. I wanted to be respected and I wanted to be treated fairly. I treat you with respect. I treat you with kindness. Please do the same. And I never got that throughout my life when it came to women outside of my family. So I began to push back. I just said, no, I'm not going to open the door for you. No, I'm not going to do this for you. Other than my mom, hey, she gets treatment. She's really helped me out. And she's stuck with me. I have a good family household. That's great. Now, her, she gets treatment. Everyone else, y'all can kick rocks. Because there's... You women are not who you say you are. And I had to learn that the hard way. Throughout my whole 20s. Through college years. Through 20s. Even in the church. They're not the same. They're not who they say they are. It's dual-mindedness. And it really hurt me. But I rose from that. See, girls strip you can really tear a man down into nothing. And that's what happened to me. I was a nice guy. I was a Steve Urkel. I was a lame. I was a simp. I was everything good and dependable on paper. But women destroyed all that. And then I became Red Knight. I will help my mom. I will open the door for my mom. I love my mom. She's great. I love my mother. She's great. But I don't care about a lot of women. I just can't afford to, which is doggone scary. Because if I can't afford to care about half the population, then if I'm just one person, that's one thing. But from the looks of it, MGTOW is going worldwide. So that's going to leave half the population in desolate and in destruction because of what they've done. So let me give you a warning to you younger women who are like 18, 19, 20 and beautiful and stuff. You all need to understand your nature is your own worst enemy. Hypergamy, whatever, wherever you want to call it. If you do not control that nature of yours, it will eat you alive. Okay, this goes both ways. Do not trade your body for material gain. Don't go around sleeping with men to get money and stuff. Don't go around looking for a sugar daddy or whatever. Don't. Don't make an OnlyFans. Don't. Because that will come back to haunt you. And you'll lose your soul in the process. You'll lose it. And I had to make a lot of mistakes to understand what I'm saying. But it's the truth. Women don't understand their own power. It's too much and they go crazy when they lose it. You guys can burn. I'm sorry. You guys can burn. I'm tired of expecting things in return. I'm not doing that anymore. That was the old me. That was 10, 12 years ago. Now, I'm all about me. Now, I'm all about myself. I love my immediate family, but that's as far as I go. My love, my empathy is dead. I killed it to save myself. So a lot of you women are in trouble. Not because we're out here trying to hurt you all, but because you are going to hurt yourself and no one's coming to save you. And I don't care. I don't care. I've seen too much. I've done too much. I've been through too much. And that's a lot of guys. So that's all I wanted to say. This is how I became Red Knight. So that's it. All right. Bye, guys.